miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
My Fest starts today. It's the Murrumbidgee Youth Extreme Arts Festival, Claire. It's going to be absolutely massive. The last couple of weeks we've caught up with Olivia talking about Off the Beaten Track, which is the amazing drama workshops.
So many different workshops happening, and it's all different stuff as well. It's not all like, oh, it's just acting or it's just, you know, painting or something like that. There are so many different things happening.
You can catch up with all the chats at hit.com.au. But on Sunday, the 24th of September, this Sunday, they have Fast Track.
Yes.
So Griffith, we know, and the surrounds have so much amazing talent. And it's your chance to take part in that. And if you do take part in that and win, you have a chance to perform before Isaiah Firebrace that night at the Griffith Regional Theatre.
You actually get to perform with him as well, I believe.
Absolutely huge opportunity. And joining us right now is the man himself, Isaiah Firebrace.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Oh, so good to have you, mate. Yeah. So excited for you to be coming to Griffith for my fest. Have you ever visited our little sleepish town before?
I haven't, but I really love, you know, the like country towns because I'm obviously from one. So I'm really excited to go there and see all the talent.
Well, I hope you like food as well, because this is a big foodie town, so you are definitely going to find some amazing foods around here.
Yes, I love food.
Now, Isaiah, can we please talk about Eurovision? It is absolutely massive. You got selected to compete for us this year. Can you describe it in three words?
Probably one word is probably crazy, actually.
Yeah. Oh, really? What's it like behind the scenes going to something like that? You've got all these other amazing talents around you from all other countries. It must be, I don't know, just surreal.
Yeah, like behind the scenes, it wasn't as like mental as I thought. Like everything was super, super organized. It was really weird how like organized it was. I think it was so organized because it's been running for like years and years. But definitely behind the scenes, it's hard to kind of imagine and kind of grasp what actually is about to happen when you walk on stage, because it's, you're just kind of kept away from the audience and the outside world.
Yeah, it's almost like Big Brother, it sounds like.
Yes, exactly.
Zoya, on that, like, what's the reception that we get as Australians at Eurovision? What are other countries like, hey, guys, what are you doing here?
Well, I think, like, the contestants, like, everyone's really, you know, supportive of each other and, like, we're all just happy to be there. But I don't know. I think it's more, like, the general public. I think there's mixed kind of opinions about if Australia should be, like, in Eurovision or not.
Oh, it's a mixed bag for sure.
I don't really know, like, why we are, but I'm just...
You just do your thing.
Yeah. I think it's good, but then at the same time, it's just a bit weird.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's weird.
Now, you're coming to Griffith. What kind of songs and what kind of stuff can we expect from you?
Well, like you said, I'm doing, like, a little bit of concert, which is exciting. I'll be sharing some of my songs from the X Factor journey and the singles that I've released since, you know, X Factor and Eurovision. And, yeah, it's just going to be really cool, and I can't wait to be there. And, yeah.
And you are part of Fast Track, of course, which is Australia's biggest talent showcase. Now, with that, it's our opportunity to show off to you and other people what we've got in store in terms of talent. What are you looking for? If you were to sit down in front in the audience on the stage, what are you looking for? Are you looking for that, for lack of a better term, the X Factor?
Well, I haven't really done that much like judging before, and I get really nervous when I'm judging because I don't know. I'm just really like a shy person, so I just get nervous. But I don't know. I'm just looking for someone that just is talented, and like it doesn't have to be singing. Mm. It can be like dancing or anything, just as long as it's good.
Yep.
And I'm entertained, then thumbs up.
Now picture this, Isaiah. You're in the crowd. I walk out on the stage. I have an egg, a ball, and an apple in my hands, and I juggle and eat the apple at the same time while I'm juggling. What would you score me out of 10? Go.
Well, I can't do that, so probably a 10.
Yes! I'm entering Fast Track. I cannot wait. It's all part of My Fest, which is the Murrumbidgee Youth Extreme Arts Festival from the 18th to the 30th of September.
And this is happening on Sunday the 24th. Cannot wait to see you here, Isaiah.
Yeah, Isaiah Firebrace, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
That's okay. Thanks so much, guys.
I got a 10. Glad you hear that from Isaiah. 10 out of 10.
Here we go.
You're loving The Block at the moment, aren't you?
I absolutely love The Block. It is drama, drama, drama. And Sunday night's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what day is it? Monday?
Yeah, last night.
Yeah, last night's episode was truly shocking.
And what do you make of Ronnie and Georgia?
Look, I love them, but I hate them.
Are you saying that because they're joining us right now?
No.
No, Ronnie and Georgia, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you guys doing, though? Because the last 2 weeks have been the most epic, large weeks in The Block's history.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're still standing, just.
Yeah, look, as the rooms go on, they really are trying to break us. And I think with the with hallway week coming up, it's just another week where there might be some contestants that don't finish.
Ooh, bit really of a sneak peek there.
Is it you guys? Is it you two?
No, we win this week. We smash it.
Now, confidence.
Yeah, we had the live auctions last night.
That's something you two are known for throughout this show, has been your confidence.
Yeah, and your winning streaks at times.
Yeah, and you're very used to winning. Do you think, obviously we don't always win. Do you guys
third
think
place last week.
When you don't always win, you take it the best that you can?
Listen, it's a competition and there's no denying we love to win. And the thing is, at least with us, you know where you stand. So we're going to tell you how it is. We don't win, we don't like it. We're not going to pretend that we're loving it. And that's just who we are. So, yeah.
How did it feel, though, to come in third behind Sarah and Jason, who the week before didn't finish at all?
Oh, my God.
I knew that was going to happen the minute I said, here, guys, take my plasterers. And, yeah, no worries. Take two days off the challenge to finish the roof. I knew that was going to happen. But you know what? Well done. If only they'd worked that hard from day one.
Yeah.
Amazing. Ooh. That probably would have been an incredible house.
Absolutely. Now, you did give them the plasterers because you didn't want any of the A-team to come on and take over Sarah and Jason's place. Do you regret, though, giving them those plasterers now?
No, look, absolutely. But we were very scared that they were going to bring in some all-stars team because we didn't want anyone to steal our thunder.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, they've been labelled as sort of lazy. They quit Master Bedroom Week, essentially just gave up. Is that how you guys saw it, or did you just see it as like they were just overwhelmed with everything that they had to do? But because, in all honesty, you're all in the same basket, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, they miss their kids, but we also, you know, we hadn't seen our kids for a long time at that point in time. And, I think it had just got all too much for them and they just couldn't get their heads around the enormity of the space. Because it is, seriously, guys, it was the hugest room. And what they expect us to do in a week is almost humanly impossible. So I understand how you can very easily get overwhelmed. And I think that's what happened.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about your kitchen. Now, it did come third, but that doesn't really mean anything when it comes up for auction. You have some pretty amazing appliances in there, don't you?
Yes, thank you. I remember that one. And we had the top of the range appliances. And, you know, we came third by like half a point. And we got 10, 9, 9.5. So, I think, auction day is going to be really interesting because there's five houses selling on the same day, and they're all incredibly amazing houses. So, it's anybody's game. You might have the best house, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win the block.
Absolutely. Yeah,
well, and we've seen that in seasons past as well, guys. Now, just on that, can you give us a little insight into tonight's episode? Because there seems to be a judging, a score sort of fraction or some drama about the scoring. Talk me through or give us a little hint on what we can expect tonight.
I mean, plumbing inspector Jason at his best, just doing his thing, inspecting plumbing stuff. And, might pick up something and something might happen and some people might not be very happy about it.
Ooh.
And by some people, you mean Ronnie and Georgia?
I think it was.
Got to think back.
I love it when you're so upset about so many things on the block by other contestants, you can't remember what you get mad about.
Exactly. Well, it's funny because, we chat to you guys and stuff, and like often we haven't seen the episode. People think we know exactly what's happened, but it's for us that was like 10 weeks ago. So we're like trying to remember what happened.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, Ronnie and Georgia, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to catching up with you further in the show as well. And good luck this week with Hallway Week.
Thank Thank you so much.
Hallway week. How is that a week on the block? Thanks, guys.
Dana, Japan seems to be the leader of the world in a lot of senses at the moment when it comes to technology.
Yeah, definitely.
When it comes to facial products and beauty products.
Yeah, right.
They're actually really taking a lead.
Yeah.
Something else, though, that they're taking a lead in is cleanliness.
Okay,
right?
Good
so
on them.
They are often described as a very clean society in general. You can't spit. You can't have gum at all, I don't think.
Yeah.
And that love of tidiness does actually go a little bit further for them.
In what way?
Into their personal appearance.
Oh, okay, I see. So they're very well maintained.
Very well maintained.
Yeah, gotcha.
Very well maintained human beings.
Proud of what they look like when they step out on the streets.
Yeah. Now, when I saw this, I thought that I should ask you. Because there's a list here of things that they do to make sure they're the cleanliest and cleanest shaven, cleanest this, cleanest that.
Yeah, sure.
Right? And it's all to get a woman's, I guess,
attention.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is what the original tweet said. It said, "This is all a man has to do to pass a woman's initial cleanliness check."
Okay.
"But there are so many guys who don't do these things, so they can't get a date."
Wow.
Okay. Here are the list. It's a list of 9 different things here.
Okay. Hopefully my single friends are listening.
Well, I want to see
tips.
I want to see if you still keep up to these cleanliness things now that you're engaged. Get your hair cut at a salon.
Tick. Okay. Individual hair care. Do a great job. Thanks, girls.
Style your hair with wax or gel.
Tick. Again, thanks to the team at Individual Hair Care for selling me the right products.
Not all the time, though.
What's that? No, I don't do my
hair
all the time.
All the time.
When I do have a public engagement, I'll make sure my hair's okay.
This is one I don't know you don't do. Shave your beard every day.
No, don't do that. Get a bit lazy.
Your little stubble.
It is at the moment, yeah.
Trim and shape your eyebrows. Do you do anything to your eyebrows? We spoke about this, didn't we?
I do. I do the middle bit, and then I do rogue hairs. So I do a little bit. I don't shape them per se.
Yeah, fair enough. Wear contact lenses. I don't know why you'd need to if you don't need to.
No, I do wear glasses sometimes for long distance sort of stuff at the movies. And,
well,
but I like my glasses. So.
According to Japan, the contacts are more of a cleaner look than having glasses.
Sure.
Use concealer on your face.
I do not use concealer on my face.
Lift weights.
I do not lift weights.
Wear clothes that fit you.
Yes, definitely. Tick, 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 tick.
Take countermeasures against body odor.
I do all the time. Always make sure there's deodorant in the car, deodorant at home.
Yeah.
Always make sure that you're smelling fresh. It's not hard to smell good.
No, and I think it's not just for your partners in that sense either.
No.
No one likes smelly feet or smelly armpits.
Australian Survivor is back 7:30 tonight on Win. The tribes merged. They eliminated another contestant, but they became the first member of the jury.
Mm.
Joining us right now, say good morning to Jared from Australian Survivor. Good morning.
Hey, Jared.
Good morning, guys.
Now, what happened? I mean, you had the numbers. What went wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I had the numbers. I didn't really in the end. I think it was a few mistakes, from a couple of us in my alliance. My mistake was, going for Henry pretty strongly, and that the word got out about that. So that's why Henry decided to get me back.
Do you think that the rumours on the, like, while you're on set, I guess, really do make things worse?
The what, sorry?
The rumours that kind of spin around?
Yeah, I mean, that's why you have to be so careful, and with every conversation you have, you're always wondering, what if this person goes and spreads this around, I should have been thinking a bit more carefully about that, about my secret plan to get Henry out. But, unfortunately, I think Tara especially was, and Henry was just waiting for the chance to kind of, join up with the Asanga guys and get their own back on the old alliance that voted them out. So, unfortunately, it happened to me.
Pretty spectacularly as well, because you didn't see it coming. Just on that fact, can we talk about Michelle for a moment? I'll sit on the couch. Big fan of the show, by the way, Jared. Love sitting on the couch watching. Become a couch fan, a couch player myself. Michelle is amazing at her verbiage at Tribal Council in creating uncertainty.
Mm.
And she did it to save herself a couple of weeks ago. She did it again last night, even though she wasn't really on the chopping block last night. She is amazing at causing chaos at Tribal Council.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michelle, especially, back at the Michelle versus Ben vote, she did well to kind of turn that around. It, it, it also helped that Ben was self-destructing pretty spectacularly as well. But yeah, that's why I wanted Michelle out back then, because I could see that, you know, she was a player. And unfortunately, I couldn't convince the rest of my tribe that Ben was safer to keep. So, you know, I guess that kind of proved my point finally to my life. I told you we should have kept Ben.
Claire and I love the behind-the-scenes sort of action on this show. And now you're the first member of the jury member now, which means you get to stay in beautiful Samoa and just go to all the tribal councils. What do you do to fill in your days between filming tribal councils?
Oh, man, I mean, there's not much, because we're in lockdown. You know, I mean, we get to stay at Jury Villa, but we can't wander out or anything like that. So, yeah, it's great for the first kind of day. I was just, you know, lazed around. I was like, this is amazing. I've got a bed. I can wash my hair. But then I'm like, wait, this is kind of lonely. I'm the only one here. And then slowly people start filling in. And for me, especially being the first one, it was really interesting to see them come in one by one. And you'd notice people's stories change slightly. You know, as you keep going along. I'm like, you didn't say that to me on the first day, but all right.
Are you allowed to contact outside family members as well once you're in that area?
No, we're on total lockdown still while we're there.
So no TV?
No, not really.
Oh my God!
So, yeah, I mean, you're out. Yeah, that's a bit of a limbo period because you're out of the game. But you know, I still can't.
You're still part of the game in a way, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you know who the final two are. We get to witness more Australian Survivor tonight, 7:30 on Win, and tomorrow night as well. You are the first member of the jury. You've got a big decision to make in a couple of weeks, mate.
I do. You know, I'm so glad that I made the merging jury. That was one of my, you know, goals. One of the milestones I wanted to make. So, I'm glad that at least, you know, I scraped through to be able to have my final say on the winner.
I thought winning would have been your main goal, mate.
That was, I had three. One was, the first one was don't get voted out first.
Yep.
The second was make the merge. And then I was like, you know, and maybe the third one could be to win.
Yeah, fair enough. Good to hear. Well, Jared, best of luck on the jury, mate. A new member will be joining you tonight. P.S. Yep. Ziggy, if she keeps winning, she won't be beaten. She's a freak.
Yeah, I know. She was my closest ally out there, and she's amazing.
Get her out now,
that's
mate.
My downfall, you know? She was too good.
She is way too good.
And I got the hit.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Jared, thank you so much,
thank
buddy.
You.
No worries.